Churchill by Roy Jenkins. Glossary of Parliamentary Terms. Churchill was a great parliamentarian and a member of the House of Commons with two short intervals for nearly 64 years. As such, he naturally used a lot of parliamentary terms which may appear as incomprehensible jargon to non-British readers, and perhaps indeed to many British ones as well. But it would be depressingly denuding to strip his own language or mine in writing about him of such terms. I've therefore decided to attempt a glossary, primarily but not exclusively for American readers, in the hope that this will shed some light onto arcane mysteries. Constituencies. Relatively small geographical areas from which MPs are elected by a simple plurality. The total number has varied, but there have broadly been about 650 for a population which in 1900 was little more than 30 million, and in 2000 barely 60 million. Until the Third Reform Act of 1885, nearly all constituencies were two-member, both in the boroughs, towns and cities, and in the broadly rural counties. After that, most constituencies became single-member. But some two-member exceptions remained and included two of Churchill's constituencies, Oldham in Lancashire from 1900 to 1906 and Dundee in Scotland from 1908 to 1922. In these exceptions, candidates habitually had a running mate, nearly always of the same party. There has never been a locality rule in British politics. No residential qualification is required, and many of the most famous figures have been elected in the course of their careers from a bewildering geographical spread. Latterly, this has become more difficult, although not impossible. Neither Margaret...